Okay, we are doing it right now, a sociological experiment in your 8 o'clock hour. We have got Tank and Super Fred on the line, and joining us is you. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon. How you doing, Jay?
Doing good, Sharon. Going to give you a chance right now to win some Palm Springs Power tickets. Are you ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was calling about something else.
Oh, hey, see how it works? So here's what we got. We have got Super Fred actually outside of what kind of establishment? Where are you at? Or Tank?
We're a gas station.
Okay, we're outside of a gas station. Now, Super Fred's going to go inside the gas station, and he has 90 seconds to get them to warn him that he has an ass gasket sticking out of his pants. We're trying to see about people's manners.
Right.
Okay, is that what you were calling about?
Yes, I cannot believe what the world's come to that no one can tell this poor man.
I know, it's sad. I mean, it really is just sad. Now, do you think he's going to be told this time, or is this
going to
be just like
the others? No, I don't think he's going to.
Okay, if you're right, I'm giving you Palm Springs Power tickets. We'll start time as soon as Super Fred goes in.
He's in right now. So
he's in right now. Time started. Here we go.
All right. He's wandering through. I'm over by the cooler.
Okay, Tank's by the cooler spying on all this.
You know, I'm one of those people. If you have your tag sticking out the back of your shirt, I tell you.
Yeah, see?
I can't stand that.
You know, if you got a BIV, a booger in view, you know, you let people know.
Exactly.
You know, I remember one time I was at an event with a radio station, and there was this artist there, this guy by the name of Fred. Coincidental.
He's in line. No one's saying
anything. He's in line. Nobody's saying anything. I can't believe it. But I was at this event, and this guy who was a predominant singer, predominant drummer in a couple of different bands, he had been eating a hot dog, and he had this big old piece of hot dog stuck to his cheek.
Oh.
And I watched two people walk up to him and try to get him to sign autographs, and they didn't say a word. And it's kind of like I walked up and I was like, dude, you got something stuck to your cheek, man. You know, and he was so grateful that somebody actually took the time to actually say anything. But I couldn't believe that people would actually let him sign autographs that way.
They wanted an autograph, but yet they didn't want to let the man know he had something stuck to his face.
Exactly.
That is wrong.
Okay, here's an update. We're at 1:10. And Tank, I'm assuming that nobody's saying a word.
No, he even bumped into somebody with it and she didn't say anything.
And let me paint the picture here for you. He's inside a gas station right now, Super Fred, with an ass gasket.
No one in line saying anything, and they can all see him.
And he's got this ass gasket hanging out of his pants as if he pulled up too quickly. And nobody's saying a word.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm staring right at it.
Oh, man. Shame on these people. At a minute 30, at a minute 40 now.
Wait, no, dude, someone just said something. You're right on time, dude.
In my pants.
Somebody just said something. Well,
you're right at the right when he said it was time. Someone just pointed it out to him.
Oh, well, that's awesome that somebody pointed out to him. But
thank goodness.
I'm going to hook you up anyway, even though because it was after the time limit, so you scored.
Okay,
we're going to
cool.
give you some Palm Springs Power tickets. You rock, girl.
Someone actually said something. That was unbelievable.
That was. I'm glad somebody finally said something. I was getting really discouraged there.
How many places had he been to?
This was number three.
Oh, Lord.